You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. ITC shares surged by 7.55% to ₹438 following the announcement that British American Tobacco PLC intends to sell about 3.5% of its stake in ITC to institutional investors through block deals on Wednesday. Despite the reduction, BAT, as ITC's largest shareholder, will retain approximately 25.5% ownership post-transaction, preserving its strategic position in the leading domestic cigarette market. The proposed sale will be conducted within a price range of ₹384 and 400.25 per share, implying a discount of up to 5% at the lower end of the range, based on ITC's closing price on Tuesday on the BSE. In the pre-market block window, approximately 43.7 crore ITC shares were traded in a block deal. In some more market news, Adani Group stocks, including Adani Ports, Adani Enterprises and Adani Green, faced significant losses ranging from 5% to 10% on Wednesday. The flagship Adani Enterprises shares extended their decline for the seventh straight session. Adani Green Energy shares were the most affected, plunging more than 13%, marking the largest loss among Adani Group stocks. Adani Total Gas shares declined over 8%, while Adani Wilmar's share price fell over 4%. ACC and Ambuja Cements shares also traded with losses of more than 4% each. With this downturn, the total cumulative market capitalization of Adani Group stocks dropped by ₹90,000 crore. However, the figure represents 5.7% of the group's overall market cap. Meanwhile, economists said that India's retail inflation based on the consumer price index stood at 5.09% in February, roughly at the same level as in January, primarily due to food inflation, which was 8.66% in February from 8.3% in January. For the past 6 months, the CPI has stayed inside the RBI tolerance range of inflation, which is still between 2% and 6%. In February 2023, CPI inflation was at 6.44%. Core inflation fell to 3.3%, offering significant reassurance and potentially steering headline inflation closer to the RBI's 4% target in the long run. Economists also stated that the MPC might hold the repo rate steady till at least its June policy review. Moving on, the NHAI has revised its list of approved banks and non-banking financial companies authorized to distribute FASTags, which are essentially for electronic toll collection. The update follows the RBI's directive to shut down Paytm Payments Bank Limited due to regulatory non-compliance and supervisory issues, resulting in its exclusion from the authorized list. The updated list now encompasses 39 banks and NBFCs permitted to dispense FASTags to vehicle owners. Among these reputable institutions are Airtel Payments Bank, Axis Bank Limited, Bandhan Bank, Bank of Baroda, Canara Bank, HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank, Yes Bank, IDFC First Bank, IndusInd Bank, Punjab National Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank and State Bank of India. Over to economy. Globalization reached a record high in 2022 and stayed nearly as high in 2023, despite various global shocks over the past decade, such as the COVID-19 pandemic, wars in Ukraine and Gaza, and the US-China trade conflict, a report said on Wednesday. The new DHL Global Connectedness Report 2024 also said that the share of global output traded internationally was back to a record high level in 2022. After a slowdown in 2023, trade growth is forecast to accelerate in 2024, it said. Trade growth played a crucial role in boosting connectedness. The report tracks how flows of trade, capital, information and people move around the world and measure the globalization of 181 countries and territories. Next up, an important update regarding Aadhaar. The deadline for updating Aadhaar details for free has been extended by the center until June 14, 2024. Initially set for March 14, the Unique Identification Authority of India announced that the free online document upload facility will now be available until June 14. UIDAI clarified that the service is exclusively accessible on My Aadhaar portal until June 14. Until June 14th, only the My Aadhaar portal will offer free updates for Aadhaar documents. Any updates made at physical Aadhaar centers will incur a fee of Rs. 50. Last year, the government announced that any operator found charging excessive fees for Aadhaar services would be suspended, and the registrar who appointed such an operator would be subjected to penalty. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Indian equity market ended on a weak note, with Nifty below 22,000 amid selling across the sectors. The biggest losers on the Nifty included Adani Enterprises, Coal India, Adani Ports, Power Grid Corporation and NTPC, while gainers were ITC, Kotak Mahindra Bank and ICICI Bank. All other sectoral indices ended in the red, with Realty, Media, PSU Bank, Telecom, Power, Oil and Gas and Metals down over 5% each. BSE Midcap and Small Cap indices down 4-5%. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.